صوت أهل السنة والجماعة، صوت مركز الصحابة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of Sirius FM as well as مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, we welcome you to this program, الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 5th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 7th of November, 2024. Today our topic is on Shiism, and Mufti Saab, who's been studying this for many years now, will be giving us the tricks and how to answer them as well. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وزايدكم جزاك الله خيرا.
مفتي صاحب, our program is الفقه على المذاهب الأربعة, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Some say there are five schools of thought. Can مفتي صاحب clarify this?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, before we go into the topic, so let us just make few announcements. Our brother, that is Junaid Khan, now maybe he's still in the theater. He said that instead of Friday, they had an opening today, so they took him in. So make dua for our brother Junaid Khan. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him complete shifa, and Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him a speedy recovery. So we should all make special dua for him, give out some charity on his behalf, and so forth and so on. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, دعوا مرضاكم بالصدقة. The hadith in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood, give out some charity on behalf of the people who are ill and sick, in cash or kind, to Muslim or non-Muslim, anybody that's poor. Is voluntary charity, is not zakat or something. Zakat must be given to poor Muslims. So that's one issue. Today is Thursday, tonight will be Laylatul Jumu'ah, and it is remembered the first Thursday, the first Friday of this month here, and that is the month of Jumad al-Ula. So tonight will be the 6th, today is the 5th of Jumad al-Ula. So we all should try and do our best, inshallah. Read Surah Kahf, abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those of you who are becoming Hafiz, or your children are becoming Hafiz, tell them to read the following four surahs in this sequence, as mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Number one is Surah Yasin, and thereafter Surah Dukhan, that is chapter 44 in the 25th Supara, 25th Juz, and thereafter is Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and that is chapter number 32, and thereafter Surah Mulk. So Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and that is in the 21st Supara, 21st Juz, and then Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. Then last one is this. We all know that the world is speaking about Trump and so forth and so on. So we should make it clear that whether it is Republicans or whether it's Democrats, we don't hold much hope that these people will look for peace and justice in the true sense of the word, because they are gone totally blind. You must remember that. And money has bought them all over. So when a lady sells a body, she is a prostitute. So these are political prostitutes. Remember that. And if you look at it, a person is writing how dumb the American public is. They chose a person who is a convicted person, 34 felonies and serious crimes, and he has rape charges against him and so many other charges and corruption and what have you. But yet, you know, when you love somebody, something, you become blind. So, and masses are asses and so forth. Quickly, I just give you one story. We were flying to, you know, Chicago, O'Hare Airport. I still remember that. So it was my brother Yusuf and myself, and there was one American lady. You know, so she saw me dressed like this, that she, Yusuf passed away, Dukrat, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, in 2002, tragic accident, he and his son Farooq, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So nevertheless, then she asked from which country, I said South Africa, and then she started asking. So I told him, and that time was 2000, so this whole thing was going hot about Clinton and Monica and all that. So I said, madam, you, for who you vote? She said, no, we vote Democrats. I said, that doesn't it bother you, like, that this man got no morals, and he's busy with his girlfriend, and, you know, his mistress there inside the White House. So that is the time I realized how their thinking is. She told me on my face, this American lady, she said, we are voting for a president. We are not voting for a pope. You understood what she said? We are voting for a president. We are not voting for a pope. If the pope does it, is a crime. President does it, what is this? Everybody is doing it in that society, meaning 80-90%. So it's an accepted thing. So this was already 2000. So now this now is 25 years later, 24 years later, depending how you want to count it. So you must remember that. So that is their mindset, you must remember. That is accepted thing. You are expected to do it. So you must remember. Loyalty and all that means very little to them. You must remember that. So that is why we must remember anything you want to see, and that will bring us to our topic. Anything you want to appreciate, then always al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha. Always discuss things with the opposite. Today we say it's so hot. Because why? We know what is winter and so forth. You say that there's drought in certain parts of the world. You take Valdem, it's only 1/3 full, the capacity. So you know that there's a great acute shortage of water and so forth. So what happens? That you must study Islam from its pristine sources. And then you study all the Firaq-e-Dalla, all these groups that went astray and went into kufr and what and all these things. Then you will understand the beauty and appreciate Islam even more. You see, that is how we must understand it. Now today, instead of beating them academically and so forth, we just become emotional and say, you this, you this. And sometimes we talk more nonsense also than anything else. One day, I won't mention the name, then people will know, you know. It was a Hif Jalsa, 4, 5, 6 boys or something, I can't remember exactly, were finishing. So there were 2, 3 speakers, I was the last speaker. So there one Maulana, and firing up, he said, you know, my brothers, my sisters, and I don't know what and what. That is our unique feature, like we can by heart this Quran and so forth. These Shias, they can't by heart the Quran. Now you see, that's what I'm saying of an emotional statement. It's an absolute lie. Shias by heart the Quran. Not only by heart, they become better Hafiz than me and you. So I tested them, so you must remember that. Any verse of the Quran Sharif that you ask them, they'll give you the chapter and the verse. Whole of South Africa, we even got 100 people like that. Whole of South Africa. So we must be very careful. So to say there's no Hafiz amongst them, so that is now emotional talk, nonsense talk. You must remember that. So that is against what you see. What you going far? You travel that way there. You go from here to the deer. Cheek. You know? So then here the deer, you find it one place there, you understood. So they got like a small madrasa there, Jamiatul Mustafa. And they're teaching the students to become Hafiz. So you must remember that. The Shias. And there's several things there. So just next to that madrasa, not far from there. So how we can make these kind of statements? So therefore, when you speak, you must be very, very careful. Right. Now Shias, there are many, many groups amongst them. So we are speaking about the mainstream Shias. They are called a Shia al-Imamiyya. Why Imamiyya? Because they believe in the 12 Imams. So all they are called Ithna Ashariya. So either they'll be called Imamiyya or either they'll be called Ithna Ashariya. Okay? So that are the ones that we are speaking about and so forth. So they believe in the 12 Imams. Now if you just start from there, so already they saying, now what I'm saying is naqal kufr kufr nabashit, naqlul kufri laysa bi kafirin. What I am telling you is kufr, but I am telling you what the Shias are saying. So if you just take that term on as Zahid Khan, Dama Barakatuhum, Brother Suleiman, and so forth, because you must listen to this, it will help you all. And you, the esteemed listeners, also, you must listen of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When you say Imamiya, Isna Ashariya, you already accepting and saying Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they all kuffar and they are ghasibin and they stole the Khilafat from Sayyidina Ali radiallahu. You got it? So already those three are out. But Allah says in the Quran, chapter 9, verse 100, was how you going to argue with the point? وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. So see. So remember that Allah Ta'ala says that the first and the foremost among the Muhajirin and Ansar are the greatest Sahaba and those who follow them, for them with sincerity. For them Allah is pleased with them and their Jannat and His everlasting success. Zalik al-Fawzul Azim. The Shias understand this point now. I'm coming to another argument. If you ask them, what you say of Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein? They say, your kitabs will say, Al-Hassan wal-Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahalil Jannah. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhuma, they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. If you ask them what you say of Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, so you must remember they will say Fatima to Sayyida to Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. So she the leader of the women in Jannah. So we ask them, where's the hadith? They say it's Sahih hadith in Tirmidhi. And we agree, it's Sahih hadith. But that same Tirmidhi says that a lady came to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to ask you a masla, but tomorrow in future you're not there. Your wafat takes place, that you have passed on and so forth. Whom must I go to? He, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said, hadith in Tirmidhi, iqtadu bihadaini min ba'di. Then you must follow these two after me, wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar radiallahu anhuma. And the Master alayhi salam pointed, gestured, signaled in the direction of Shaykhid. So how come that hadith of Tirmidhi is accepted and this hadith is rejected? I mean, isn't it a fair question? Then if you say, what about Usman radiallahu anh and them? So we say, for Sayyidina Usman, we use another hadith. In Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin al-mahdiin. You must follow my way and follow the way of the rightly guided khulafa. So remember, Sayyidina Ali was reading Salat behind them. Not one day did Sayyidina Ali object to anything. Because he himself, he knew that these people were the first Khalif, second Khalif, third Khalif. They were the first three successors of the Master, alayhi salatu salam. So you see, only on that term. Now we go to another point you must remember. I want to show you how this works. Our people don't understand. They say, the Kufar Shia, that how Nubuwwat is Wahhabi. Allah selects whoever He wants to. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusula wa min al-nas. So in prophethood there is selection, not election. When you got election, you get junkies like Trump and all these characters. You understood? But prophets are selected. They, nobody can point a finger at them. They are ma'asum. They never ever commit a sin. Yes, mistake they can make. Error in judgment they can make. But never commit a sin. So we should be very clear in this issue here. So the Shia say, Imamat is Wahhabi. Allah selects them. You understood? So it's not kasbi. You can't earn it. So we break their argument, always break the argument from Quran Sharif and first, and then from Sunnah and from their own books. We say if it is Wahhabi, Allah gives, then this verse here will become redundant. You must remember it will have no meaning and so forth and so on. So Almighty Allah teaches us Surah 25 verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. So what is that showing to you, Mawlana Zaid? Is it showing you that imamat is Wahhabi or is kasbi? Is it Wahhabi that Allah gives and he selects you and make you greater than the prophets and that Allah forbid? Or is something we all can strive for and make effort for? What it shows?
Kasbi.
It's kasbi. We can earn it. We all can strive and make it. You understood that? So that also, they don't know how to answer that. So only on that first point, you must remember this type of thing. Now, actually this will take long, but let me explain to you this, you must remember. So let's start. You must remember, first one they say is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, is the Imam. Understood? So therefore they say Imam Ali alayhi salatu salam. This is the Shia terminology. So he passed away, he became martyred on the 17th of Ramadan, the year 40. Then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. For Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the title, the laqab they use is Mujtaba. You understand? Then for Sayyidina Hussein, and he passed away, you must remember, in the year 4950, Sayyidina Hassan. Thereafter, you must remember Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, he was martyred in the year 61, there in Karbala and so forth, and his title is Sayyidu Shuhada. By the Shias, they say that the greatest shaheed is, you must remember, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. We say the authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. Stop now, pause for a moment. When I was in Iran, pay attention to this. When I was in Iran, so they gave me books. One book they gave is Fadailu Ahlil Bayt. You understood? The virtues and merits, manaqibu ahlil bayt, fadailu ahlil bayt, like that. So in there, that hadith is mentioned. So you gave me the book, but in there, this hadith is mentioned. If I even wrote down, you know, if I read P and I read number, you must know page so and so. You must have noticed that in my books. So is there, is written there in that book, Sayyidu Shuhada, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. So, you know, Yahya Sinwar passed away now, 1 month or whatever it is, 6 weeks, whatever. So people are seeing him in a dream. He's sitting on the, in the middle. On his right is Sayyidina Ja'far radiallahu anhu, the Battle of Mu'ta. And on the left, you must remember, is who? Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, the Battle of Uhud. What sacrifices Sahaba made, no person can reach that, but people can draw inspiration, motivation from that. And that is what Yahya Sinwar did. And he taught us a lesson. You got it? How many people saw the dream and so forth and so on? So we got, so Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, Imam 2 and 3. Then next one, Ali Zainul Abidin. You understood? So Ali Zainul Abidin, he passed away in the year 122. You got, you must know all these things here. And his title, Laqab. Title is Laqab. You say, Hazrat Mawlana Zahid Khan, so Damat Barakat to whom, and put one title. You understand? Al Muhakkik, Al Mudakkik. You understood? So like that. So it'll never happen, but just Kali Kali, we're just giving you. So you must remember, people today, they love titles, you know, and this type of things. So his title is Sajjad. Now, yeah, let us pause again. These kuffar Shias, when I was in Newcastle, I used to go by Mawasema. But Mawasema was old man, you know. Certain things, he just make, you see, Mawasema was a habit, he was ajib, you know. That he won't tell you straight no. He'll say, ah, soch lang, yeah. That was his style. He'll say, I will think about it, you know. So you must remember, so I tell him, Morana, you know what? All these Arab countries, they have Darul Ifta and us. We must write to them. And they will send us nice, nice books and all that. Then Iran also, we can get a lot of this. He make 2-3 times I told Nancy, more not interested. So I made my own, you understand? So my own letter, I bahated that letter. Hey, nahnu fi this thing, fi junubi Africa, wa nahnu munqati wa nanil marakiz islamiyya, wa nahnu ila masatin haja, hajatin masatin, you understand? Ila kutubil arabiyya wa islamiyya, like that. And I had my typewriter, you understand? Arabic, my brother bought for me. He was going for hajj. He said, what you want? I said, bring for me one Arabic typewriter. I still got it there, so I should type on that. Those times, no, all this computer business and stuff. You know? So that letter, I knew it by heart. And I just said, I see the book start coming, and I put my Heidelberg address. Stood. So that. So when I come to Heidelberg, they tell me, what's all this here? I said, no, it's all my books and all. And for the Shias, you see this kuffar, you said now in the introduction, what tricks? So that I used to write to them, Abdul Qadir Husseini. Abdul Qadir Husseini. So they thought this one Shia day in South Africa. So one book they sent me, maybe you saw it, but now from the library I brought it up here. The book's name is Al-Imam Zainul Abidin. He is Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son. You got? And you must remember, and what is his title? So his title is Sajjad. You must remember that. He passed away in the year 122. All right? He's an eyewitness to Karbala. And what he told the Shia, he say, you took akhastumul ahda wal misaq, you took the pledge on my father's hands, summa taraktumu wa khazaltumu, then you left him and you went to fight against him. How will you face bi'ayyi aynin tanzuruna ila rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Tomorrow on day of justice, wa huwa yaqulu lakum. He, the master, will say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qataltum itrati, you murdered my grandson. Wantahaktum hurmati, you desecrated the exalted rank of Ahlul Bayt. Falastum min ummati. When you got this fatwa, whose fatwa you need then after that? You Shias are not part of this ummah. This is in your kitab, Al-Imam Zainul Abidin, printed by Muassasatul Balagh. Until today I have that kitab. Now tell any Shia to break that argument. You all are the murderers and you all martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. And the witness is who? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's beloved son, Sayyidina Zainul Abidin, and his beloved daughter, Ladli Sahibzadi, Fatima As-Sughra. You got it? So you must remember these things here. Then we come to the fifth one, and his name is Muhammad Al-Baqir bin Ali Zainul Abidin. Everyone is the son of the one who's above. So Muhammad, the son of Zainul Abidin. You understand? Muhammad Baqir. So he passed away in the year 114. So his title was Baqir. You see that? So you must remember now. So Imam Baqir, when if you look at their books, you will find his name everywhere. So he passed away 114. Then Jafar Sadiq. So Imam Jafar Sadiq. So he is, you must remember, the son of Baqir. He passed away 148. He and Imam Abu Hanifa are contemporaries. And therefore his title Sadiq. You got it now? So just now in the introduction, you spoke about the five mazhabs. So this is one book I bought from there, from Iran. And I still got it. Al-Fiqhu alal Madhahib al-Khamsa. But Shias are very shrewd. Last night I was there by Hazrat Mufti Sahib and I had a good intellectual academic discussion on this topic. I said, but how does happen? How does it? And Hazrat explained. So you must remember that. I'll explain to you now. So you must remember Imam Abu Hanifa and Imam Jafar Sadiq are contemporaries. Imam Abu Hanifa passed away 150. He passed away 148. But he passes away in Medina Munawwara. You understood? He's buried there in Baqi. So he was. Now, when you study Al-Fiqhu al-Madhaib al-Khamsa, the five schools of jurisprudence, see how they do it. They say first comes Fiqhul Jafari, then come Fiqhul Hanafi, then come Fiqhul Maliki, then come Fiqhul Shafi'i, then come Fiqhul Hanbali. You understood what they did? They took the chronological table who passed away first. You got it? Yeah. Now me and you. So now I taught you 20 things, you taught me 5 things. Now you go around and you tell everybody that I am AK's teacher. So maybe it is right, because you taught me 2-3 things. So Imam Abu Hanifa taught him, Jafar Sadiq, many things. Hazrat Jafar Sadiq taught him few things or so, whatever. So now the Shias, they go. Now you see, this is a very, very crucial point I'm coming to. So now you must remember the Shia say, our fiqh is the best fiqh. We call it Fiqhul Ja'fari. We call it Fiqhul Ja'fari. So you must introduce that in your Darulums and in your Jami'at and Varsities and so forth and so on. Because Ja'far Sadiq is the Ustad of Imam Abu Hanifa. Now we Sunnis, this is lamentable, remember, it's a disgrace. It's disgusting if it is done deliberately. You know, people don't know it's a different thing. But today we know. All the books are available. There's nothing hidden today. You just go to Google, you'll find all these books there. So you must remember that. So our Sunni ulama will quote this, you must remember, in their dars, in their lesson, and so forth. وَقَالَ أَبُو حَنِيفَةَ Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, said, لَوْلَ السَّنَتَانَ لَهَلَكَ نُعْمَانَ So remember that, لَوْلَ السَّنَتَانَ لَهَلَكَ نُعْمَانَ That if I, Abu Hanifa, did not spend 2 years by him, by Jafar Sadiq, then Nu'man should be finished. So what you're trying to say? That he was such a great teacher of Imam, which is an absolute lie. You must remember this. You got a point? That's one. Two, I tell you something academically. We must learn all these things, you students and all that. Therefore, I say this and I'll repeat it till I die also. Till our Darulums don't revive that science, that discipline of Rijal and Nisa. You take whole Bukhari Sharif, Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith. Imam Bukhari said, I'm not using a single Hadith of Jafar Sadiq. I am, he won't say himself, but we know, he's Amirul Mu'minin fil Hadith. He's Imam in Naqd al-Rijal and Ta'dil and Jarah and authenticating and disparaging and saying who is good. But he says regarding him, Jafar Sadiq, لا نعرف صحيحه من سقيمه. We can't distinguish which is sahih and which is weak and so forth because of the Shia propaganda. So when Imam Bukhari couldn't, now where we come? We're not even counted by it. The Imam doesn't know. Everybody accepts it in the Sunni world. And we want to quote his sayings. Now who made his sayings famous? You see, this is how you break them to pieces. There's a book called Rijalul Kashi, written by Nobakhti. And there it's written, you must remember that Jafar Sadiq, the great scholar, he was 100% Sunni, very great, everything. You must remember that. And he, you must remember, Jafar Sadiq is buried in Medina Munawwara. His one student is Zurara, for the Za, then a Ra, Zurara. Zurara used to lie left, right, and center. You understood? And he says, وَقَالَ Imam Jafar Sadiq, you understand, like this, and all these type of things. So, alayhi salatu wasalam, and thus. And so when he, Jafar radiallahu rahimahullah, heard about all this, he said, La'natullahi ala Zurara. And where you will find it? In Asma'ul Rijalul Kashi. Where you will find it? In Rijalul Kashi. Are you following the argument?
Yes.
So how can you quote these things which are all fabricated, spurious, concocted, made up things and all that? The man himself is cursing the person who's making his speech famous with all lies and fabrication. It's like our Maulvis, and sometimes they lecture, they just to make it interesting, they quote Maudu Hadiths. It's absolutely haram that, you know. So, la li tarhib wa la li tarhib. You can't concoct a hadith to encourage people to do good deeds or to make people fear. It's both ways, it's haram. You see? So, that is what happens. Now, our ulama, our students, they will quote Jafar Sadiq, remember so many times, but they don't go. Who's got time today to check Sanad, whether this is authentic, whether it's fabricated or what and what? The second one, if you say that Jafar Sadiq is your imam, then how come he, you must remember that Jafar Sadiq was us. So you must remember what you say of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So he said that he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, is my father two times. Is my father two times. How come is my father two times? If you take from his father's side, he lands up by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And if you take from his mother's side, also he lands up by Sayyidina Abu Bakr. A waladani marratain, words like that you will find. Yes. So how could he ever go against Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? So these are all academic things to break the whole Shia. So therefore this Jafar Sadiq said, I just give you one easy example, that Jafar Sadiq said, Nikahul Muta haramun bi'ayniha, that this Muta prostitution of the Shias is 100% haram and is 100% prostitution. You understand? Our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni, Rahimahullah, where he discussed Nikahul Mut'ati fil Islam, he started his book with the saying of Hazrat Jafar Sadiq, Rahimahullah. So you want fifth mazhab, this is what we're speaking about. Your whole fifth mazhab, one day I said, you know, sometimes I come in a josh, you know. So I just read the whole book one shot. So this Al-Fiqh Al-Madhaib Al-Khamsa is one volume. Ayfi Mujalladin Wahid, you see. So I said, how I read it is like this. I start with wuzu. I say, let me start with wuzu and see the differences. So in wuzu, they will tell you that mashul qadamain. Not mashul khufain. Masa khufain they reject. Ghaslul qadamain they reject. They make masa on the qadamain. All the Shias. Then I saw it myself in Iran and all that. So there. So masa qadamain means they just make masa on the feet. Direct that. So that is kufr itself. You're rejecting Quran, Hadith, all that. Then you go to Salat. They read three Salat. They combine Zohar and Asr, Maghrib and Isha. You see. So Salat, we got problem with that. Siyam, they say you must break fast when the stars appear. Understood. Hajj, they got one extra tawaf, tawafun nisa. Understood. Jima, husband, wife, we say front door. Kufar, Shia say back door. They love backdoor business, the haramis. You must remember that. You understood? Yeah. They have Ariyatul Furuj. You understood? Ariyatul. Therefore, the Westerners, they like these guys also. Ariyatul Furuj, you got good wife, this, that. You say, you know what? My friend, he likes you also. So you can go sleep with him also. I got no objection and all that. And so maybe he'll pay you or he can pay me and all that. Imagine, will Islam ever allow such a degrading, such a haram thing? You take your wife and you rent your wife out to other men. But this is in Gurin Bakir Majlis's book and all these kind of things there. So like that, 100 examples we can give you and so forth. You must remember that. You know, so all this here, so I haven't found one chapter. These are just examples I'm giving you. That Kitabu Taharat, Kitabu Salat, Kitabu Siyom, Kitabu Zakat, Kitabu Hajj, Kitab this. Zakat, they say you must give them, the imams. So they pocket the money. You understood? Like other churches. These churches, why they say in COVID time, why they said we must go to court? They're not interested the people must pray. They interested the people must pay. When they go to church, they have to pay. Pay who? Lo pastor, lo priest, and his chamchas. So if the people can't come to church, so what? Their income is gone. You understood? So we want people to come to the masjid to pray to Almighty Allah. There's no payment business by us. Understood? But they are, so the Shias is just like that. Zakat, you must give them a certain percentage. Understand? So that is how they work and all this stuff. So the whole thing is based on corruption, you must remember this kind of things. So that is Jafar Sadiq. Till six, they got unity, all agree. After that is Damal. You maybe heard there's one group called, maybe we'll discuss it afterwards because this will take long. I want to discuss this whole thing in you, Suleiman, when you make the podcast. Suleiman, when you make the podcast, then you must write the Shia Azam part 1 for today. And then next week 2, then 3, like that. You understood? So it can become a whole series. So, now here the ikhtilaf starts. So Jafar Sadiq's one son's name is Musa Qazim. You understood? And other son's name is Ismail. So among the Shias, then there were, some people said that Ismail must become the leader after his demise in 148. And the others said, no, Musa Qazim must become the leader. You got? So you must remember, so therefore when you travel in the world, you find one group. What they call themselves, Mosaid? Ismailis. In our terminology, Indian terminology, they call them what? The Boris. They call them the Khojas. So these are in India, and that you will find a lot. They wear that white topi with the gold studs like. You saw them?
Chief.
Yeah. So you will see them there. They come a lot to Majidul Aqsa also. So you must remember Bora and Bori and Omin Tajir. And they're big, big businessmen. Very, very wealthy, majority of them, you must remember. So anyway, the majority of the Shia say the next Imam is Musa Qazim. He passed away in the year 183. Qazim. So these are all Sunnis. Qazim means the one who subdued his anger. He controlled his anger. Qazimin al-Ghayth. You see that? So that is him. Then is Ali Rida. You see? So he is the son of Musa Qazim. So he is buried there, you must remember. And they call him Rida. So in 203. Now understand another point. We pause. From all the so-called 12 Imams of the Shias, there's only one Imam buried there in Iran. And who? Imam Rida. You understood? The 8th Imam. So where is he buried? He's buried in Mashhad. Mashhad has become a money spinner for them. Every year, millions and millions and millions of tourists come. They say the Imam is buried and so forth and so on. When I went 2013, we landed there in Tehran, first stop Qum, you understood? So after the hotel, we start walking around this, that, so they got one, like, you know, information center, like. But we're well organized, you know. You can go ask them in English or Arabic or Urdu or Farsi, like that, and some other European languages. They got guys there, you know. Yeah. So there's one lady buried there, Fatima Masuma. What's her name? Fatima Masuma. Masjid all empty. Masjid. The graves all full. Men, women, all mix up dhir makar, you must remember. Somebody in ruku, somebody in sajda, somebody holding on to the grave, you know, the fencing, and they crying and wailing and sobbing and whatever. That's one thing, all of Iran you will find. The graveyard, full. The mazars, the shrines and the mausoleum. The masjid all empty, Husseinia. You understand? They don't call masjid, they say Husseinia. So all empty that. You get one serf, there you get 100 serfs there. You understand? 50 serfs by the graves and so forth. So now what is her distinction? So her distinction is thus, that she is the sister, you must remember, of Ali Rida. You got it now? So she is the sister of the 8th Imam. You got? They say that she was going there to meet him, but en route, then she passed away, she fell sick and so forth. So when I went, Maulana, and he passed away, this Ali Rida, 203. Okay. So we'll just do the 12 Imams, like how the Shias call them today. So I went to go sit there. Understood? He's giving lecture, like, you know. They can see us. So there's us that now there's some Pakistanis here. If you speak Urdu, you'll understand. I say, yeah, we understand. Speak. See how he lies. And the actors, like, you can't believe. To stir the emotions of the people, you know. He said that, Jo Hazrat yahan par tashreef laye, unko ek haj ka sawab milega. Hamare imma aur imam hai, tahirin, mutahirin, aur wo and all that. Wo itne mazloom the, and then he starts crying little bit, and then the people start crying also, you see. They stir up the emotions. Yes, the logo ko ubarna. You see, that you stir them up and more like that. So like that is. Then what I want to tell you is this. He say, Jo Hazrat, Yaha Tashreef Laye, Inko Ek Hajj Ka Sawab Milega. The people say, Allahu Akbar. I just looked at him, I say, You Kazab. You understand? But I didn't tell him so loud that he could hear because Damal Dena. And he said, Jo Karbala Tashreef Le Jate Hai, to Inko Teen Hajj Ka Sawab. Those of you who don't understand Urdu, all that. So now he's saying that, you know, these imams, they were oppressed and they were so, they were tortured, persecuted, all that. It's an act they put up, you see. And he says, you come here to Qum, and you come here visit Fatima Masuma, that Imam Rida, Imam Thamin, the eighth Imam sister, you get one Hajj Sawab. You go to Karbala, and you go visit Sayyidina Hussein and all that, radiallahu anhu warda, you get three Hajj Sawab. So I went to both places. You understand? So I want to tell him, but then it's great. At my first day, I said, nah, I'm going to stay here still 12 days and all that, so that wherever we want to go. But I just keep quiet. I make note. You see, there's best there. So you must. That is how they teach, and they lead the people astray. Nobody will tell them, go and pray in the masjid. Go and make ruku, sajda, there by the graves and all this type of thing. So he is Ali Rida. The only one is buried there. The majority are buried there in Medina Munawwara or buried there in Iraq and all that. How many we finish? 8. So now we need Ali Rida's son, Muhammad Al-Jawad. Muhammad Al-Jawad, he passed away in the year 226. His laqab is Taqi, Imam Taqi. You understand? Muhammad Al-Jawad. So he passed away in the year 226. You got it? So then you need now Muhammad Jawad's son. So he is Ali Al-Hadi, the son of Muhammad Jawad. So he passed away in the year 254. You got it? You will see, it all goes in sequence, the dates, how when they passed away. So 254. So his title, laqab is Naqi. Naqi means to be pure, pure, pure. So like that, Naqi. So that, so Imam Taqi, Imam Naqi, like that. So he is Ali Al-Hadi. He passes away 254. Then the 11th one is Al-Hasan Al-Askari. You got it? So Hasan Askari is the son of Ali Al-Hadi. He passes away in the year 260. You got? So you must remember that. He passes away in the year 260. His title is Zaki. Right? Now, Kudrat ka Karishma, 11 imams they got, according to Fizamihim, according to their belief in lies and propaganda and concocted whatever and so on. Now, they have to make it 12. Isn't it so? So, remember, but this Hasan Askari, he doesn't have any children. Now what? Understand? No sons and all these type of things. So then, they concocted one. They said, there is who? Muhammad Al-Mahdi. What is his name? Muhammad Al-Mahdi. And he, they call him, you must remember, Al-Qa'im, Al-Muntazir, and so forth. So Muntazir or whatever. So you must remember, they call him Imam Mahdi, and they call him thus and thus, lot of things, Hujjah and Qa'im and all that. So this is the one. Now his story is very interesting, because he is a fictitious figure. There's nobody like him. You see? So now we say, okay, if your 12th imam is dead, so show us where he was born, where he studied, where he grew up and thus and so forth and all this type of thing. So you must remember, so this is what they say. They said, no, that when he was born, so he entered, you must remember, there in one cave, like you see. And that is called Surra Man Ra'ah. You see that? And then they don't know, you must remember, when he went away and hid away there. Some of them say 4 years old, some say 5 years old, 6 years old, like this, and all these type of things. So this is why, you must remember, he is not in existence. So they say he went away there and all these type of things. Yeah. Okay, you got it? So now he is the Mahdi they speak about, got the Quran Sharif. If you count, you must remember that it's almost 1200 years now. You understand? Because if you say he is the son of who? that Hasan Askari. So Hasan Askari passed away in 260. You understood? So hypothetically, for argument's sake, so just count it there with your calculator quickly. So you must remember, if you say that he was born, so he was born 256 or 250 or 260 or whatever, let's even take 260. So now you got 1446. So how many years? 1180 years, plus Sheik. Minus.
1186.
So 1186 years. You understood? So almost 1200 years. So when I raised a distinct objection one day with the Shias, I say, what is he doing there for 1200 years and all that? I said, he must be very hungry and very thirsty. He got very upset with me. He said, you don't believe in the Quran. I say, where in the Quran is mentioned? He say, isn't Ashabi Kaf were there? I say, 100%. Ashabi Kaf were there. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِيَةِ سِنِينَ وَزْدَادُوا تِسْعَى 300 solar years, 309 lunar years. But you went to multiply it by 4. You made it 1200 years. So by 1200 years they did. Understood? So now you don't know what to say. You see? So that is how you must tangle them up properly. And so, if he got the correct Quran, as they say, 17,000 verses in Usulul Kafi, their greatest book by Kulaini. Now one thing here, very interesting. So they say, just put there Kulaini. So when was Kulaini born? Kulayni. When was Imam Kulaini born? And so forth. So they say, the Shias, they say that the author of Usulul Kafi, that is Kulaini, so he met this Imam Ghaib. Understood? So what, when was he born, Kulaini? Let's check the Kulaini. Kulaini. Kulayni. Huh?
250 AH.
Yeah. So if you see 250 AH, you see. So if he was born 250 AH and Hasan Askari, he passed away in 260. So it's obviously then the son was born before that. Isn't it so? So you might, or after that, but anyway. So then if Kulaini was born 250, so this is what they claim. They claim that he met him. You must remember that there was 12 imam met Kulaini. And he told him, you must write this. That was inspired by him and so forth. So that is there. So the dates are corresponding like that. You must remember that. So that is how this whole thing turned out to be one big lie. Oh yeah, another point. This is a nice one also. When I went there 2013, so they have their Hujjatullah, Ayatullah, they give advice and talks. So every time they say, Imam Waqal al-Imam Mahdi, then they say, Alayhi Salam, and they say, Ajjalallahu Farajahu. So I started listening properly. I say, what word they using? If they say, Ajjalallahu Farajahu, what a sukoon on the ra, on the re, it means the private part. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Ya Allah, make it quick, you understand, for his private part. I said, let me listen. So it's not Ajjalallahu Farajahu, it's Ajjalallahu Farajahu. You got it? So Ya Allah, bring him out quickly, you haramis, you kuffar, you're reading this dua for 1200 years, nothing happens there. How long are you going to still read the dua? Just now Qiyamah will come and you won't come out still. You must remember this. So you must remember. So anyway you go where the Shias are and they say, وَقَالَ الْإِمَامُ مَهْدِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, and they'll say, أَجَّلَ اللَّهُ, in a chorus they say it. You understand? So you mustn't make the mistake. It's not فَرَجَهُ, it's فَرَجَهُ. What a fatah on that and so forth and so on. So at least what we did in today's lesson is we gave you a very, very brief, you must remember, of the 12 imams, so-called imams and so forth. They're all Sunnis. None of them are Shias and talk all this nonsense here. But I want to tell you one last point and I'll finish. Quickly, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Then you have Khilafat Usman. You have Khilafat, you understand? You have the Khilafat, you understand? So the Khilafat, Al-Khilafat Ba'di, so Khulafai Rashidin, Ba'di Salasuna Sanatan, they're 30 years. So from 11 to the year 40, 41, you understood? So Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and the 6 months of Sayyidina Hassan is included. So you must remember Sayyidina Ali was martyred in the 17th Ramadan, 40th year. After that, he ran the affairs for 6 months. And then he resigned. You must remember. So Ramadan, then you got Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal. In Rabiul Awwal, then he went and he resigned. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. He handed over the mantle of Khilafat leadership to Amir Muawiyah. So that is the beginning of Banu Umayyah. Banu Umayyah ran the matters till 90 years. 41 to 131, 132. You got it? So you must remember that. Then you have the Abbas side. So this Banu Umayyah, they conquered a lot of areas. You must remember. So the Shias, they found a loophole. Like, I'm just using that word. In the Abbasid dynasty, who reigned for 525 years, plus minus. So then they came and they brought about all this, our hadith, our tafsir kitabs, got Shia things written there. Our hadith kitab got Shia things written. Our tariq is full of Shias. All this they happened when the Abbasid were in power. What a trick they played on this ummah. Now who is there to go sift out all this mess? You understood? One easy example I give you. See, Imam Mahdi, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, who brought these terms?
Shias.
100% Shias. You understood? So why must we say those terms? We're not saying it's haram, but why must we give tarweej and must we give more credence to the Shia terminology? Qiyamah will come on Friday, the day of Ashura. From where this came? From them, the Shias. Friday is right, but Ashura is wrong. Then on Ashura this happened, first blade of grass, first rain came, then this thing, that redness on the horizon after sunset was not there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, it never happened. When Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu passed away, it happened. The skies are crying till day of Qiyamah. All khurafat and fairy tales and all that, and they brought it in our kitabs. And the best part of it is this, Sayyidina Hussein, this is so famous. If you put 100 Sunni Maulvis, 100, and on Ashura, ask them, Man qatal al-Husayn? 90% will blame who? Who they will blame? They'll blame Yazid. So, therefore, that book I gave you, there he writes, Muhammad Amin, in A'yanu Shia, we killed Sayyidina Husayn radiallahu an, and we pushed the blame onto the Ahlu Sunnah. Is there or not there? Wabihada yatabayyan and all these type of things. So that is how they infiltrated and corrupted our books. And the sad tragedy is, humne isko hazam kar liya, we just digested it, and then we speak about it without any tahqiq and all this. Big ulama got on this issue, that instead of speaking the truth this side, they went to speak the Shia narrative. We don't have to defend Yazid or something, but we have to speak. The Shias are admitting themselves that they martyred Sayyidina Hussein. So why should we not give that narrative which they have said, then to go and now, then people will attack Yazid, then after that they'll attack Amir Muawiyah. So mamla kaha se kaha tak pahunch gaya. How many Sunnis today, they have ill feelings against Amir Muawiyah? Radiallahu anhu. Understood? So therefore, you must understand these things properly. So inshallah, we will carry on and understand the big conspiracy of these kuffar Shias and waman walahum and those who are Shia sympathizers and so forth. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.